Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart, joined by Paul Perillo. Paul, it's that time of year again. The college basketball court, there's a lot going on. And in the NFL transaction wire, a lot going on. Bill Belichick went and got Martellus Bennett, Chris Hogan. So what do we need to do? We need to come up with a bracket of the best off-season additions, veterans of the Belichick era.
Yeah, absolutely. Stuff that you would get excited about maybe in the third month of the year, and we, again, limiting it to off-season additions. So Aqib Talib, a trade that happened during the year, he's out. Danny Woodhead, same kind of thing. He was a pickup during the season. Interesting guy, Stephen Neal. We put him in the Malcolm Butler category, sort of an undrafted rookie, so he's not included either.
So without further ado, let's get to Belichick's bracket. Okay, Paul, let's get to it. And when we get to it, we need a number one overall seed. And I think everyone will agree that seed came in 2007, and it was a wide receiver named Randy Moss.
Yeah, I think he completely changed things. He changed the entire offense with all the touchdowns, all the deep passes. We remember the 23 touchdowns in that 07 season. I think this was an easy one.
Maybe the one thing he lacks, a Super Bowl ring. Okay, Moss was the number one seed in the Northwest bracket. Number two seed, Roman Pfeiffer versus a linebacker Super Bowl ring. Three, Antoine Smith, 1,000-yard rusher for that same Super Bowl team in 2001.
My sleeper.
And then Brandon LaFell, 2014, also collected a Super Bowl ring thanks to a nice regular season and a very good postseason. Let's go to your bracket, Paul. Number two overall seed.
I got to go. This is an easy one for me. It's Corey Dillon. I think he had three straight seasons with double-digit touchdowns. Great trade right around the draft time, really springboarded that 2004 season.
And simply had the best single season for a running back in Patriots history, record-setting 1,600 yards, and changed the team. Gave them a balance on offense that they lacked. They were more defensive-led. Boom, balanced it out. Another Super Bowl.
Yeah, I like this battle up here. A little running back matchup between Dillon and Morris. Simi Morris, underrated guy, almost 800 yards rushing in 2008. Really underrated player for them. But this is the one I have my eye on, Andy. 2-3 matchup, Ninkovich, Otis Smith.
Ultimate playmakers, I would say. And I think Ninkovich is a dark horse to go to the Final Four. I think he could upset Dillon.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that. Down here, we move to the next region. Rodney Harrison, that is an H. I know it doesn't look like one. You got to bear with me. Rodney Harrison, another guy who really transformed the defense, I think, set the tone at the safety position.
No question. Helped them to back-to-back Super Bowls. The Lawyer Malloy situation took over as a leader on and off the field for that team.
Yeah, I like this bracket, too. We had some difficulty coming up with the four seeds, and Andre Carter actually won out. Ted Washington got some love here, but it's going to be interesting to see how the fans think of this. Darrell Revis and David Patton. David Patton, a very underrated wide receiver.
A couple short-term guys, interesting. Revis won a title. Andre Carter didn't. Doesn't matter for them.
Yeah, we're going to round out the brackets now. We have one last one to fill out. Andy, you have the last number one seed.
The last number one seed, long, productive career in a variety of ways. Mike Vrabel might surprise some people.
He didn't surprise me. I think with all the stuff that he did, 12 and a half sacks in that 07 season, Pro Bowler, did a lot of things, played inside, played outside. Certainly worthy.
Okay, so after Mike Vrabel as the one seed, we have the two seed, Wes Welker, maybe a controversial career and Super Bowl ending to his career. Number three, Roosevelt Colvin. He won't like that. He'll be involved on Twitter.
No cupcakes for us.
And number four, Bobby Hamilton, Bill Belichick favorite, consummate professional.
Yeah, Welker to me is the guy to keep the eye on there with so many catches, so much production. Going to be interesting to see what the fans think. And that's our field of 16 best free agent acquisitions in the Bill Belichick era. That's what we thought. Interested to see what you think.
That's right. Go to Patriots.com. Vote early and often. We'll be back on Monday to tell you what you voted correctly, what you voted incorrectly. And as always, leave us a comment below the story. Let us know what we got right, what we got wrong in the 16-team field.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.